Well, welcome to Soul Train, the health and fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. And today, back for a second time, Jill and Clive of Watson's Cabinet on Warren Street in Hudson. And well, thanks for being here again, Jill and Clive.
Thanks for having us, Ed.
Okay.
Thank you, Ed.
You only have one microphone, so you're both going to have to act very friendly when you use it. All right. So we're here today to talk about health supplements. And because your store sells health supplements. So why don't we start off by talking about what falls into the category of a health supplement?
Your two basic supplements would be a vitamin or a mineral. It's become such a huge industry that now there's beauty products and products that have to do with all kinds of hygiene and self-care. So it's a massive industry, but really it's the basis of it would be getting your vitamins and your minerals.
So when we eat food, we get vitamins and minerals, but the term health supplement implies that you're getting more?
Getting what you're not getting.
Getting what you're not getting.
In the food.
Okay.
Which is a huge issue in the modern world because we've over-farmed and the soil just doesn't provide the food with the minerals and the vitamins that that we require.
Really? I didn't know that. So modern farming is very efficient from an economic standpoint, but you're saying it's taking some needed nutrition out of the food?
Yes. And in a perfect world, we wouldn't have to take any supplement whatsoever, but
right,
that's not the case. And then we live our lives and indulge maybe a little bit. And so it's nice to be able to have that extra supplement when we need it.
Well, what, in your opinion, and I know you're professionals at this, what is the most serious deficiency that you find that people would have that would require, you know, going to supplements?
I think it really varies quite a bit. Everybody's an individual. And so we have our own individual deficiencies. But the big ones that I see are fish oils. We have a real imbalance in the omegas that we get from our diet, and so the fish oils help to balance that out. Minerals, especially trace minerals, is another one that Clive knows a little bit more about.
Yeah, it's just kind of getting an overall full spectrum vitamin and mineral supplementation that's important because all the body's systems, you know, require different minerals and different vitamins in order to function. And back to the soil being so depleted, we're not getting those. And so it's great to take a, you know, multivitamin that's a food-based one and maybe a trace mineral supplementation, like Jill said, the fish oils with the omegas. And then in wintertime, especially vitamin D3, which they're coming out with all kinds of studies that were most of the population is D3 deficient, which we should be getting from the sunlight, but especially in the northern hemisphere and during the winter months, we're not getting enough sunlight. So D3 is a great one as well.
Okay. Now, and what about calcium that we would get from milk and cheese, I guess, right? Normally?
Yes. That's one source for calcium, but really the one that... This one kind of bugs me a little bit because we get a ton of calcium from those dark leafy greens.
Mm-hmm.
And the dairy industry has kind of taken that over and said, oh, no, you get the most calcium from dairy. But you get a lot from your dark leafy greens like spinach and kale and all those healthy green veggies that we stick our tongue out at and say, bleh.
Actually, almond milk and soy milk have as much or even more calcium than cow's milk, right?
I'm not sure on that one.
But I mean, they do have calcium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say a person is working with a nutritionist,
mm-hmm,
which is unfortunately probably rare, extremely rare, but I can understand how you could go to a nutritionist and the nutritionist gives you feedback after testing to tell you what you need, what your body's lacking. Mm-hmm. And maybe a regular doctor can put you through tests to do that as well. Do you know anything about that? I mean, how does a person find out what supplements they need?
Well, to my understanding, we're not nutritionists, so we have to be clear on that.
Okay.
MDs, regular medical doctors, to my understanding, don't have a lot of nutritional background. Naturopaths oftentimes do mm-hmm. have a good working knowledge, and they can do blood tests depending on the state, and that can help to figure out what your deficiencies may be, what you might need.
Right. So I would understand why a doctor of medicine mm-hmm. would not necessarily know too much about nutrition, and a naturopathist would. But okay, so if a person suspects that they may be lacking nutritionally,
mm-hmm.
and they come into your place, you know, how do you advise them? I mean, how do they know what to get? Or is it just sort of a general assumption that you're probably not getting enough fish oil?
It's a little bit of both. You have to, there's always symptoms that are specific to deficiencies
mm-hmm.
that are, you know, typical patterns that we see. So, and there's kind of through a lot of research and study, just kind of an overview of what is very common that most people lack.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little bit, you know, that's why it's a practice, because you're always trying to, you know, follow the clues and figure out what the best supplementation mm-hmm. is. Actually, veterinarians are great when it comes to supplementation, because that's how they treat their livestock typically. So
okay.
they're much more knowledgeable when it comes to nutrition than your average MD would be.
I've been thinking about going to a veterinarian instead of an MD. I've given it some serious thought lately. I have no problem with that at all. Do they take my insurance?
They might. You're growing horns.
Oh, Red. My. Okay, so let's say a person has no obvious physical ailments that their MD can point to, but yet they feel, I'm just using this as an example, they feel lethargic. So they come into your place and say, I don't have any energy. I'm feeling kind of lethargic.
Well, for example, during the winter months, back to vitamin D3, it could be a D3 deficiency that would lead to lethargy or depression. There's so many different possibilities, but you really have to get as much information as you can from the person and just try and figure out what the best supplement would be.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why taking a multivitamin when you're covering the full spectrum or most of the spectrum and a trace mineral, you're kind of eliminating a lot of the unknowns, because that person will be getting most of everything that they need.
Okay, so if a person, and Jill, you could take this, your shop is beautiful and
it's
kind of upscale looking. And why are the vitamins available in a place like yours better than what you might find in a, you know, chain drugstore? Mm-hmm.
There's a huge difference in the quality of the supplements that you can purchase. The best example is fish oil. So a lot of fish oils that you get from big box store are actually the sludge on the bottom of the factory floor.
Gross.
And so fish oil, you have to be careful because it can be rancid, and putting something rancid into your body is not helpful. So it's good to know the company is respected, where it's sourcing its fish from, how it's processed, if it's, you know, if it's being shoveled up from the bottom of a floor, that's not a good thing. It's not worth
it. Could you be a little more descriptive there, Jill? Okay, wow.
Sorry.
Well, no, that's perfectly okay. Well, we're running out of time here, actually. That was a perfect note to close on, fish sludge. This will be the fish sludge episode of Soul Train. Okay, folks, well, you have been listening to the Soul Train Health and Fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. You've been listening to Jill and Clive of Watson's Cabinet, located on Warren Street in the beautiful little city of Hudson, New York. And I believe you can email them at watsonscabinet@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Well, thanks for being here with us once again, Jill and Clive.
Thanks,
see you next
Ed.
Time, folks. All right. See you, folks. Bye-bye.